is joyful Easter tide. Away with sin and sorrow. My love, the crucified, has sprung to life this morning. Christ, who once was slain, not burst his 3-day prison, our faith had been in vain. But now has Christ arisen, arisen, arisen. But now has Christ death's flood has lost its chill since Jesus crossed the river. Lover of souls from ill, my passing soul deliver. Had Christ to was slain, not burst his 3-day prison, our faith had been in vain. But now has Christ arisen, arisen, arisen. But now has Christ my flesh in hope shall rest, and for a season slumber, till trump from east to west shall wake the dead in to once was slain, not burst his 3-day prison, our faith had been in vain. But now has Christ arisen,
arisen, arisen, but now arisen.
The congregation is invited to stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
O Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will declare your praise.
Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
Make haste to help me, O Lord.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Praise to you, O Christ, Lamb of our salvation. O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good.
For his steadfast love endures forever.
Let the redeemed of the Lord say so,
whom he has redeemed from trouble,
and gathered in from the lands,
from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south.
Some wandered in desert wastes,
finding no way to a city to dwell in,
hungry and thirsty.
Their soul fainted within them.
Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble,
and he delivered them from their distress.
He led them by a straight way,
till they reached a city to dwell in.
Let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love,
for his wondrous works to the children of man.
For he satisfies the longing soul,
and the hungry soul he fills with good things.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
We pray, O God, the giver of all that is good, by your holy inspiration, grant that we may think those things that are right, and by your merciful guiding accomplish them. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated. On occasion, you will notice that I put in two New Testament readings. And the reason for that is sometimes there's two suggested readings besides the Old Testament and the Gospel reading. And out of today's two suggested readings, there's something that fits together so well that I wanted, and they're not too long, the readings, I wanted us to think of it all together, and it'll come out in a sermon, but think on how God asks his people and directs his people, us, to reach into the world in those readings. The Old Testament reading is from Numbers chapter 21, beginning at verse 4. From Mount Hor, they set out by the way to the Red Sea to go around the land of Edom. And the people became impatient on the way, and the people spoke against God and against Moses. Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no food and no water, and we loathe this worthless food. Then the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, so that many people of Israel died. And the people came to Moses and said, "We have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against you. Pray to the Lord that he take away the serpents from us." So Moses prayed for the people, and the Lord said to Moses, "Make a fiery serpent and set it on a pole, and everyone who is bitten, when he sees it, shall live." So Moses made a bronze serpent and set it on a pole, and if a serpent bit anyone, he would look at the bronze serpent and live. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
The first New Testament reading is from 1 Timothy chapter 2. First of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all people, for kings and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way. This is good, and it is pleasing in the sight of God, our Savior, who desires all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God, and there is one mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all, which is the testimony given at the proper time. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
The second New Testament reading is from James chapter 1. But be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks intently at his natural face in a mirror. For he looks at himself and goes away, and at once forgets what he was like. But the one who looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and perseveres, being no hearer who forgets, but a doer who acts, he will be blessed in his doing. If anyone thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his heart, this person's religion is worthless. Religion that is pure and undefiled before God the Father is this: to visit orphans and widows in their affliction, and to keep oneself unstained from the world. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
The
The congregation is invited to stand for the reading of the Gospel. The Holy Gospel from John chapter 16, beginning at verse 23. In that day you will ask nothing of me. Truly, truly, I say to you, whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Until now, you have asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you will receive, that your joy may be full. I have said these things to you in figures of speech. The hour is coming when I will no longer speak to you in figures of speech, but will tell you plainly about the Father. In that day you will ask in my name. And I do not say to you that I will ask the Father on your behalf, for the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me and have believed that I came from God. I came from the Father and have come into the world, and now I am leaving the world and going to the Father. His disciples said, "Ah, now you are speaking plainly and not using figurative speech. Now we know that you know all things and do not need anyone to question you. This is why we believe that you came from God." Jesus answered them, "Do you now believe? Behold, the hour is coming, indeed it has come, when you will be scattered, each to his own home, and will leave me alone. Yet I am not alone, for the Father is with me. I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to thee, O Christ.
The congregation may be seated. Hello, fellas. Okay, let's see. I need you to stand today, so stand right there. I'm going to get something. Stand right where you are. It's a good place. Stand there. I'll be right back. What does that look like?
A stop sign.
A stop sign. Stop, right? Stop, right? So, I'll show them a stop sign. So, what does stop mean? When you see this, what does it mean? If your dad or mom or grandma or grandpa or anybody is driving a car, what should they do?
Stop.
Stop, right? They should stop there. So, we know what it means, and let's see, maybe you can hold this together, one on each quarter. Hold that side, hold that side. Hold it up high. Now, I'm coming, okay? And when I come close to you, then you hold it up and both say stop. Lift it up and say stop, okay? So, I'm coming to you.
Stop.
Ow, I didn't step on your foot. I hit you right there. I didn't stop, did I? No. I heard them, but I didn't do it. Now, do the same thing. That time I did it, right?
Yeah.
Today, we heard a reading from the Bible that said, don't just hear, but do. Hear and do both. And it says, hear God's word and do God's word. Now, when you first did that, I didn't stop, didn't I?
No.
I heard you, but I didn't do, did I? I just ran into you.
I think you only ran into me more.
I ran into you more? I ran into both of you. And so God says, when you hear my word, do it too. If we see a stop sign and don't stop, we can get hurt. That can be bad. We might hurt someone else.
Or if there's no car, we might get a ticket.
And you might get a ticket, too. That's right.
That's what my dad does.
Yeah, he gives out tickets, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
So he knows about that sign.
Yeah.
And your dad might even say, you saw it, you heard it, but you didn't do it. Yeah. So God says, hear my word and also do it. Do both. Do both.
Yeah, but Dad can, he can drive and stop in his police car.
Yes, in his police car he can stop. Yeah. And sometimes he can go through too, can't he? If he's an emergency.
Yeah.
He has to watch out.
Go.
Yeah, they go fast, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for loving me.
Thank you for
teaching me.
Help me to listen
and also do.
Please take care of my family.
In your name I pray.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, thank you for coming up. You can go downstairs, yeah. Or whatever you're going to do. We sing the sermon hymn. One further announcement I forgot to make. It may be very obvious, but normally we have communion on first and third Sundays of each month. Next Sunday, we will not have communion. It will be the Sunday after that. The sermon for today, and if you like to follow and fill these outlines out, you got a bonus. There's quite a few things to fill out today, and this will be a little bit important to look at. But I'm going to refer to three of the readings, to the gospel reading, to the reading from 1 Timothy, and also the reading from James. I saw in these readings a wholeness of the Christian faith and life. And you'll see that as we go through. And I won't mention it again, but basically you could say the reading from John 16 is about our justification, our free salvation in Jesus Christ. And the next two readings, 1 Timothy 2 and James 1, is about sanctification, our sanctified living lives in Christ, living life out. To start, I reread just two of the verses from John chapter 16. The two last verses of the reading, verses 32 and 33. Jesus said, "Behold, the hour is coming. Indeed, it has come, when you will be scattered, each to his own home, and will leave me alone. Yet I am not alone, for the Father is with me. I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you have tribulation, but take heart. I have overcome the world." May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Jesus says he has overcome the world. Those couple of words speak volumes about our faith and life in Christ Jesus. When Jesus was on the cross and he said, "It is finished," he accomplished or completed our salvation without our work. Without our work. He said, "It is finished," and nobody, no human was helping him. He alone, the true Son of God, true man and true God, accomplished it. It is finished. He did it. And in fact, he said his disciples would be scattered. They couldn't help him. They were afraid. They ran away. But Jesus also says there, "But I am not afraid. The Father is with me." Jesus was not afraid. When Jesus, and he's speaking that night before he died, these teachings from John 14, chapters 14, 15, and 16, are given that night before he died when he instituted the Lord's Supper, and he gave them these teachings. And he's preparing them for the time that they're going to run away, and he's going to be arrested, and he's going to suffer and die and rise again. He's preparing them for that. And he says, "I am telling you all these things in advance." He told all these things so his disciples would know that Jesus, he is in control. It is not the Jewish leaders who rejected Jesus who was in control. It is not the Roman government who was in control. It was not the devil who was in control. Jesus is in control. And he's telling them what was going to happen. So they knew that. Jesus told us this was going to happen. Now, at that very time, they were afraid. They ran away. They were hiding, even in after Jesus rose from the dead in the upper room, when he appeared to them resurrected from the dead. But he foretold all these things to them. This is what's going to happen. And then they would see Jesus knew all this. This was the plan, that he would die on the cross and rise again. He is in control. And I try to bring out, as I hope you notice, every time in a passage that we're looking at for a sermon or in Bible study, where it says peace. Peace. Jesus says his disciples have God's peace. This is so critical to know and to note. That peace is this wholeness, this completeness, is protection by God, that God is over my life, and his peace, his health, his blessings are in my life. So even in the midst of what's going to happen, they have God's peace. He says in our translation, it's a good translation, he says you will have tribulation in this life. You can put in tribulation, or you might say suffering. We often use that word more than tribulation, suffering. He says you will have suffering, you will have tribulation in this life. But he says, don't worry. I have overcome this world. All things and all powers of this world, he has overcome. Another word you could put there is defeated. And so that plan for him to suffer and die on the cross is wrapped up into his words, it is finished. It is defeated. It is overcome. And I've mentioned many times before that it is finished on the cross can be translated, it is completed. It is perfected. Done. And he's telling his disciples ahead of time, I'm in control. And you're going to scatter, but I'm not afraid. Yet you have God's peace, and I have overcome the world. Though you have sufferings, you overcome the world. I have overcome the world. And we look as disciples to Jesus today. And these words let us know that we certainly weren't there present at that time in history when he died on the cross. He completed my salvation for our salvation, you and me, without us even being born yet. He did it. Our lives don't add to what he has done or don't take away from what he's done. His forgiveness covers everything. It is completed. It is perfected. And that is the grace, the sigh of relief that we can have every day of our life, that what Jesus has done is full and complete, and I have peace with God. He is in control. Then, as saved Christians, Christians who can breathe a sigh of relief every day, how does God want us to go about life? And these two readings, these two New Testament readings, just speak so closely to that. So important. There's other places we could read too, but these certainly teach us. Jesus has overcome the world and all powers in it. We can trust in him and have peace. But he doesn't leave those stuff stuck or suffering in the world alone. He wants to reach into the world, into the suffering, into those who don't know him. He wants to reach into the lives of lost people. And Timothy chapter 2 says, pray for all these things. God wants us to pray for all things. And there's a number of things mentioned there. Pray. It is not our power, and it is in Jesus alone that anybody can be saved or come to the wisdom of the knowledge of the truth of salvation in Jesus Christ. But God asks us to pray for it to happen. And actually, when you look at that, he wants to bless the world through our prayers. He wants us involved. We witness to Christ. We are doers of the word, word and deed. Don't just see the stop sign, but stop at the stop sign. Don't just hear the word of God. Don't just read the word of God, but do it. But the changing of the lives is God's work. And so we pray to our Heavenly Father, pray for this person in my family. Pray for this person at work. Pray for this situation of a variety of persons. Pray for the nation. Pray for the world. Pray for the community. Pray that God would work. God wants us to pray like that. And His will is to bless them and to bring many to faith in Christ, or to strengthen their faith in Christ according to our prayers. You have prayed it. I'm going to do it. I want you involved in setting up my kingdom, in the blessing of many people. And in part, that's what that reading in Timothy is about, encouraging us to pray to involve us in God's blessings. It's almost a catchphrase now because it's been so overused or referred to. Oh, I'm not religious, I'm spiritual. And some say, well, I don't belong to an organized religion, I'm a spiritual person. And so that's the reason they don't belong to a church or something. And that kind of thinking has been recognized for at least 20 years. So that third part under James 1, true religion, I put, or true, if you want to say, true spirituality. True religion or true spirituality, whatever you think you're going to refer to, is this. And James says some things there. First of all, to be doers of the word. Don't say you're religious, don't say you're spiritual, unless you're actually not only hearing the word of God, but doing the word of God. And he says a number of things there in that passage. What happens when we don't do, we hear but we don't do? It's just like I ran into Barrett. We run into things. We get a ticket. We get an accident. When we don't, we hear the word of God, but we don't do it, we get into trouble. So James says, true religion, true spirituality, you do the things. Don't just hear it, you do it. Your life reflects what you heard. And then, in the next couple of verses there, he talks about the importance of watching one's tongue control. And I put down, to control one's talk, and that's what he's talking about. To bridle one's tongue. For we know that a word that's placed in this situation or that situation can spoil a person's life, can hurt a person, can hurt a community, can head people in the wrong direction. So he says, so watch your tongue. Watch your talk to control one's talk, James says. And I brought that truly religion into referring to that doers of the word and controlling one's talk. And a passage in is James chapter 1, verse 27, which I find so instructive. He says, true religion, let me read it directly as it's printed in the bulletin. James 1, 27. Religion that is pure and undefiled before God the Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in their affliction and to keep oneself unstained from the world. Those who don't have an advocate, don't have needing somebody to care for them, to take care of the widows and the orphans, he says, this is true religion. This is a doer. And he's talking about groups of people that need help, that need assistance, that maybe don't have family. He's saying, watch out for those. Take care of those. That last sentence there, that is to watch over those needing care. And I put in there, including
spiritual care. Think of that. Anyone who is lost, wandering, does not know Jesus. The prowling lion, the devil, is watching, is prowling about, seeking whom he can devour. Satan knows that God's people are protected. We are protected. We should not be afraid of the devil. Jesus says, it is finished. Luther got spooked in his house one time, and he heard noises, and he said, get away, devil. I'm the head of this house, and I tell you to get away. God has put me the head of his house. That's how we Christians should be and think. There is truly evil and evil powers, but we, his God's sons and daughters, are given the victory over those evil powers. But those who don't believe in Christ do not have that victory over evil powers. And so for those who are wandering, who need Christ's protection, in my mind, those are also the widows and orphans. It's literally the widows and orphans, but also the spiritual widows and orphans. Those without family, without a Christian family watching over them. James says, that's true religion. Watch over them. Take care of them. And thus, we are told in Scripture what our lives look like as Christians. Christ says, it is finished. He has overcome the world and the cross. And he gives that victory to us. Then God says, now pray for the world. Pray for the communities. Pray for the lost souls. I want to bless them through your prayers. And James says, and don't just be doers. And don't have idle talk. Let your yes be yes and your no be no, as Jesus says. And take care of those who don't have family. We pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for bringing us into your family. Thank you for the victory of Jesus Christ in our lives over us. Help us to pray. Help us to seek out the lost and lonely and hurting that need the salvation of Jesus. Grant that all this will be done to your glory and for the furthering of your kingdom. In the name of Jesus we pray, amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We sing the hymn. Let's see, where is it? Praise to the Lord, the Almighty. Hymn 790, printed in the bulletin.
Wondrously reigning. what need or grief ever has a field of relief. Wings of his mercy did shade you. Praise to the Lord who will prosper your work and defend you. Surely his goodness and mercy shall daily attend you. Ponder on you what the Almighty can do, as with his love he befriends you. Praise to the Lord, oh let all that is in me adore him. All that has life and breath, come now with praises before him. Let the
congregation is invited to stand as we confess our faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
We pray, God the Father in heaven,
have mercy.
God the Son, Redeemer of the world,
have mercy.
God the Holy Spirit,
have mercy.
Be gracious to us.
Spare us, good Lord.
Be gracious to us.
Help us, good Lord.
From all sin, from all error, from all evil, from the crafts and assaults of the devil, from sudden and evil death, from pestilence and famine, from war and bloodshed, from sedition and from rebellion, from lightning and tempest, from all calamity by fire and water, and from everlasting death.
Good Lord, deliver us.
By the mystery of your holy incarnation, by your holy nativity, by your baptism, fasting, and temptation, by your agony and bloody sweat, by your cross and passion, by your precious death and burial, by your glorious resurrection and ascension, and by the coming of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter.
Help us, good Lord.
In all time of our tribulation, in all time of our prosperity, in the hour of death, and in the day of judgment.
Help us, good Lord.
We poor sinners implore you.
To hear us, good Lord.
To rule and govern your holy Christian church, to preserve all pastors and ministers of your church in the true knowledge and understanding of your wholesome word, and to sustain them in holy living, to put an end to all schisms and causes of offense, to bring into the way of truth all who have erred and are deceived, to beat down Satan under our feet, to send faithful laborers into your harvest, and to accompany your word with your grace and spirit.
We implore you to hear us, good Lord.
For our mothers, that with thanksgiving we may honor them aright, as Christ honored and obeyed his mother while here on earth. For all women with child, that God would give them safe delivery. And for all women who long to have children but cannot,
that they may find consolation in Christ and his unfailing love. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
To raise those who fall, and to strengthen those who stand, and to comfort and help the weak-hearted and the distressed,
we implore you to hear us, good Lord.
To give all peoples concord and peace, to preserve our land from discord and strife, to give our country your protection in every time of need, to direct and defend our president and all in authority, to bless and protect our magistrates and all our people, to watch over and help all who are in danger, necessity, and tribulation, to protect and guide all who travel, to grant all women with child and all mothers with infant children increasing happiness in their blessings, to defend all orphans and widows and provide for them, to strengthen and keep all sick persons and young children, to free those in bondage, and to have mercy on us all. And we remember Margaret and Bernita, Carolyn, Charlotte, Isaac, Loretta, Kathy, Carlin, Sir Shirley, Bill, Jason, Sue, Gary, Keith, Brad, David, Ken, Don, Denny, Ruby, Barb, Pastor Nierman, Pastor Shaibi, and Pastor Berlin, and we give thanks for the good health of Bryston.
We implore you to hear us, good Lord.
We speak again.
We implore you to hear us, good Lord.
To forgive our enemies, persecutors, and slanderers, and to turn their hearts. To give and preserve for our use the kindly fruits of the earth. And graciously to hear our prayers.
We implore you to hear us, good Lord.
Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God.
We implore you to hear us.
Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world.
Have mercy.
Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world.
Have mercy.
Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world.
Grant us your peace.
Amen. We pray Luther's morning prayer. I thank you, my Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger. And I pray that you would keep me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my doings in life may please you. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen. We pray our Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and to be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen.
You're invited to stand or sit for our closing hymn.
But thou